Those of you that have your Bible, I'd like for you to turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. Ezekiel, chapter 47, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 5. Now, this scripture is prophecy that has yet to be fulfilled, and this prophecy concerns Israel in the kingdom age. But there's also some things that the Lord let me see in this portion of Scripture that is for the church. And I want to share that with you this morning. Ezekiel 47, verses 1 through 5. Please follow along with me in the reading of God's Word. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, once again, I thank you for the very privilege to be able to stand behind the pulpit here at Fellowship Free Will Baptist Church. And Father, bring the message that you placed upon my heart. Lord, in myself, I know that I can do nothing. But I also know that through you, all things can be accomplished. And Father, help us to push any thought that might be a hindrance aside. And Lord, help us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit as he ministers to our hearts this morning. Lord, let every heart be touched. Let every need be met. And Father, may Jesus Christ be glorified in all that is said and done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The time of this prophecy was about 574 years before Jesus was born. And the prophecy concerns Israel during the kingdom age. Ezekiel and Israel at this time were in captivity in Babylon. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God carried Ezekiel back to Jerusalem. Now, it's one thing to walk in the Spirit of God, but it's also another thing to be carried by the Spirit. But the Spirit of God carried Ezekiel from captivity in Babylon back to Jerusalem. And he brought him to the temple area. And he brought him to the temple. And Ezekiel records that when the Spirit brought him back to the temple, he was able to see inside the Holy of Holies. He saw the very altar there in the Holy of Holies. And as he was looking and seeing these things, Ezekiel records that there was water that was coming from underneath the altar there in the temple of the Holy of Holies, that water began to come out from under the right side of the altar. Now we have an altar in heaven where God sits right now. God the Father sits on the throne, and on his right side sits Jesus, serving as our intercessor, our high priest. But Ezekiel saw the altar in the Holy of Holies, there in the temple in Jerusalem. And water began to come from under the altar, and it began to flow out of the temple, and it began to flow eastward. And Ezekiel saw this, the Spirit of God led Ezekiel out of the temple, and he brought him down to the banks of the river. Now, as the water flowed from under the right side of the altar, as it flowed eastward, it came out of the temple, it came through the eastern gate, and it began to flow eastward down through Judea. Now, the water had no tributaries, nothing added to it, but it increased in force as it came from under the right side of the altar. Now, it was flowing eastward, went down through the Kidron Valley, flowing down toward the Dead Sea down in Judea. The river had no tributaries, but it grew in force as it came out from under the right side of the altar. It turned into from a stream into a mighty river. And the Spirit of God led Ezekiel down to the river. And when they got down to the river, there was a man that had a measuring line, and he measured 1,000 cubits. That's about 500 yards. And then the Spirit took Ezekiel into the river. And Ezekiel said that the waters were to his ankles. The Spirit brought Ezekiel out. And then the man with the measuring line measured 1,000 cubits. And he took Ezekiel into the water. And Ezekiel said this time the river was to the knees. The Spirit brought Ezekiel out. The man with the measuring line measured 1,000 cubits. The Spirit took Ezekiel into the river, and this time the water was to the loins. The Spirit brought Ezekiel out, and the man with the measuring line measured another 1,000 cubits. The Spirit took Ezekiel into the river, and he said this time it was a river that could not be passed over. It was waters to swim in. And I remember reading and studying about this, and the Lord let me see some beautiful things. And this is to the church. God, let me see, even though this is prophecy concerning Israel in the 1,000-year reign of Christ, there is also a message to the church. And God, let me see that Ezekiel standing at the river, before he ever went into the water, would represent those people that the Holy Spirit is dealing with to be saved, but they never make that commitment to step into the water. I remember a few years ago, I was at Food City over in Weber City. And I was coming out of the store and there was a lady met me in the parking lot. She was crying but had no tears. And she gave me a hard luck story wanting money. I didn't have any money. And I told her that I didn't have any money at all. But I said, I'd like to pray for you. She said, okay. And I stood there in the parking lot of Food City. And I tried to pray for that woman. And I couldn't. And I felt so bad. And finally, I looked at the woman and I said, I'm sorry. And I walked away and I got in my truck and I began to pray and I said, Lord, what's wrong with me? I said, I couldn't pray for that woman. And God spoke to my heart and He said, Layton, it's not you, but it's her. He said, I wouldn't let you pray for her. I wouldn't let you pray for her. He said, I have dealt with her time and time again, and she has continually rejected me. And He said, I wouldn't let you pray. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. The Bible also says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. You see, we can reach a point that God will say no more. We can reject God's Son for the first time and God withdraw His Spirit from convicting your heart and you can be forever damned and lost. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. If God is dealing with your heart, don't put Him off, because there might come a time when God say, enough is enough. You've rejected me. You've rejected my Son for the very last time. Don't play with God when God is dealing with your heart. It's scary. And there was a coldness. There was a coldness there that I can't explain. There's many people that are standing right on the verge of salvation, and they're saying no to God for the very last time. And then God let me see that when Ezekiel stepped into the water, and the water was to the ankles of Ezekiel, God said, Layton, those represent those who were saved. Oh, they're in the water. They've prayed the sinner's prayer. They've received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They're going to heaven, but they have a very shallow relationship with Christ. And God, let me see that a majority of Christians have a shallow relationship with God. You see, when you're standing in shallow water, you can see the bottom. You can see where your feet are going to land when you take a step. A shallow relationship with God. You know, God wants us to live by faith. Faith is stepping out into the unknown. Take a chance. Get deeper. Get deeper in your relationship with the Lord. But most people are satisfied with a shallow relationship with God. But there's more. There's more in our relationship with Christ than what most Christians realize and experience every day of our life. But most are satisfied in their own little world with a shallow relationship. And we're missing out on what God wants for us and has for us. Ezekiel came out of the water and the Spirit took him back in for the second time. And this time, the waters were to the knees. And the Lord let me see that in the water to the knees represented the spirit of prayer in a Christian's life. And I began to think years ago, I met a man from the coal fields of West Virginia. He was a preacher. And we talked. He said, Leighton, he said, years ago, he said, I had a family in my church. He said the area that God placed me was a poor coal mining community there in West Virginia. And he said, I had a family in my church, said they had one son. And he said it was back in the 60s in the Vietnam era. The son graduated from high school, got drafted. They gave him a quick basic training and sent him straight to Vietnam. And he said it was a wonderful family, said they were close. And the son always wrote, told his parents that everything was fine and he was doing good. And he said one day the letters stopped coming. And then they received word from the War Department that their son was missing in action. And he said, Leighton, I've never seen a man and woman age so quickly. He said their life was devastated. Their life was devastated. The mother stayed home and the father worked nights on the railroad. And the father carpooled with the neighbor. And he said one morning about 3 o'clock, there was a knock on the door. The mother went to the door and opened it up, and there was her son. And he said, can you imagine how she must have felt? And she said, they hugged and kissed, and the mom started making breakfast. And then the son said, I've got to go down to the forks of the road and meet Dad. And she said, no, said, he'll be home, said, stay here. He said, no, I have to go meet him at the forks of the road. And at the forks of the road, the neighbor pulled up and let the dad out. And the son said, Dad, I hate to meet you like this, but he said, I got home before the war department could notify you that there had been a prisoner exchange, and I got released and got home before they could even notify you. And the father said, it couldn't have been any other way. And the son said, I don't understand. And the father pointed to a little patch of woods. And he said, son, over there at that patch of woods, there's a path going up into the woods. And he said, at the end of that path is a stump. And he said, every morning that I'd get off from work, I'd go up to that stump and pray for you. And he said, about 2 weeks ago, I was up there at that stump. And he said, heaven came down. And he said, God spoke to my heart and said, I'm going to bring your son home. And he said, where else could I meet you except at the beginning of that path? And let me tell you something, church. We have a path, and it leads to the very throne of God. And our path is in the form of God's precious Lamb, Jesus Christ. Oh, He makes intercession for us. He brings our cares and concerns before the God of heaven and earth. And He can meet the need no matter what it is. The spirit of prayer. And then the Spirit of God brought Ezekiel out of the water and then took him back in for the third time. And Ezekiel said, this time the river was to the loin. Now the loin of a man represents power. And there's power. There's power in God that many of us fail to exercise and to use. I've met people in my life that I know that have power with God. And they're the ones that you go to when you're facing difficult times in your life. Those are the ones that walk the talk. Those are the ones that are known by the people that have power with God. And they are precious and far too less of. They're the ones when the storms come that you go to and say, pray for me. Pray for me. And then Ezekiel brought, or the Spirit brought Ezekiel out of the river and took him in for the fourth time. And Ezekiel said, this time the water were waters to swim in. Waters to swim in. And this represents the fullness of the Spirit. And very, very few people ever reach that point in their life. In the fullness of the Spirit, you'll find love, joy, peace that will surpass all understanding, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. You see, God has a mountaintop for His people. And very, very few reach their mountaintop. On the mountaintop, you can see what's on the other side. You can see things that others can't see. And it's the fullness of the Spirit. It's life more abundant that God wants each of us to have. But it's in the deep water that you reach your mountaintop. And there's one thing that God wanted me to point out to you. And it's important. And I want you to remember it. The deeper you get in the water, the less of yourself is going to be seen. It's not about me, but it's about He who lives in me. It's all about Him. And if we can get ourselves out of the way, and if we can hide in the cleft of the rock, and let Jesus be seen, oh, what a difference your life could be. I'm going to ask the musicians to come, and we're going to come to a close. And as they come, and as they play, I want to ask you this question. Where at the river do you stand? Have you never, ever stepped into the water? You're not even ankle deep. You've never been saved. God is not promising us tomorrow. We may never see it. He could call us out of here at any time. And where we spend eternity depends upon our relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're not saved, you need to be saved right now. You may be here and you see yourself as ankle deep in the water. Oh, you're saved. You've received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But your whole life is focused around yourself or other things. And Christ has a small part of your life. Are you satisfied with a shallow relationship? Or do you want more? You can have it. God wants to give it to you. God wants to shower you with blessing. Where do you stand? What's your need? God is the answer. And as they play, I'm going to give you an invitation to come. You see, coming to the altar is like stepping out into the river.
God will take you as far as you want to go. He has unspeakable riches and glory at your beckon. What's your desire? I'm going to ask you to bow your head for just a moment while all heads are bowed and maybe no one looking around. Could you be here this morning and simply by raising a hand, I won't point you out in any way, but could there be someone here this morning that isn't saved? You've never stepped into the water. Would you slip up your hand and then just take it right down and I'll pray for you. Anyone? Pastor, I'm not saved. Remember me in prayer. Anyone? Could there be someone here this morning just simply by raising the hand that could say, Pastor, I'm saved, but I feel like I'm in ankle-deep water. I have a shallow relationship with the Lord, and I want to go deeper into the water. Would you raise your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me? Anyone? Yes. God bless you. Yes. I see hands. Pray for me, Pastor. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who raise the hand. Lord, their heart is telling them that they want a deeper relationship with you. And Father, help them, give them the courage and the boldness to do that which they need to do to step deeper into the water. Help them, Lord. Oh God, pour upon them thy spirit and give them their heart's desire. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.